Good afternoon. That large area of high pressure that first brought us the Arctic air earlier in the week is now drifting off the eastern seaboard, and we are enjoying that milder southerly wind flow around the backside of the high. So while it keeps us dry today and into the weekend, we'll also have a nice warming trend. With that south to southwest wind flow increasing through the afternoon, we'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds, and temperatures should reach back up into the lower 50s. Some weak energy from the Ohio Valley will push through tonight, just enough to generate some cloud cover, but no precipitation, and temperatures will slide back into the 30s for overnight lows. And once again, it'll be comfortable tomorrow with a mix of sun and clouds as the high continues to dominate, even from off the coast, as temperatures reach into the lower and middle 50s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the south and west, where a storm system will emerge out of the Rocky Mountains and onto the plains. It'll make its way toward the Great Lakes on Sunday. We'll be way out ahead of the system, and temperatures will push up into the mid-50s for afternoon highs. In order to get the temperatures to those levels, we'll see clouds build throughout the day, and the wind will also increase out of the southwest. There is the outside risk at a few scattered showers by the end of the day, especially across parts of the Catskills and Mohawk Valley. The rest of the region should be dry through the weekend. Sunday night, the cold front with this system will make its way through into the early morning period on Monday. This is when we'll see the best chance of a steady rain throughout the area. Then on Monday afternoon, the wind will flip around to the northwest behind the front, driving in drier and much colder air. On Monday, high temperatures will be in the morning in the mid-50s, then readings will slide back into the 40s during the afternoon. This will leave us with another cold air mass through the middle of next week with a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be windy and quite cold on Tuesday in the mid-30s and only in the 30s again on Wednesday despite abundant sunshine as the next area of high pressure builds in. It'll moderate a bit by late next week on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds with highs back into the 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been issued for the Washington Cascades, the Blue Mountains of Oregon, and the Northern Rockies of Idaho and Montana, including the Bitterroots and Sawtooth Ranges, for heavy snowfall into tomorrow. 12 to 18 inches of snow will be common in the mountains, with as much as 2 feet in some spots. And a high wind watch is out for eastern New Mexico tomorrow. Wind gusts up to 60 miles per hour are possible as a storm dropping out of the southeastern portion of the Rockies and the Pacific Northwest passes through the state. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Riverside, California, to a low of 4 above zero at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 50s, Boston sunny and breezy in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with highs in the middle 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 48 degrees, the average low, 32. The record high, 74, set in 1993, and the record low, 14, in 1939. Sunrise this morning was at 6:47 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:32 p.m., 9 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s and 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mixture of sunshine and clouds today with highs reaching the middle 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s to around 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, relatively mild today with highs in the middle 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mixture of sunshine and clouds today with highs reaching into the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds back into the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of a late-day shower, especially in the western Catskills on Sunday in the mid-50s region-wide. Rain Sunday night and Monday morning. Breaks of sunshine late Monday, early day highs in the mid-50s, then temperatures fall Monday afternoon. Windy on Tuesday, much colder with a mix of sun and clouds in the 30s with mostly sunny skies on Wednesday, and a mix of sun and clouds back into the 40s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.